This is not in any way an indictment of public education. What it is, it's what Harriet Beecher Stowe did. I would like people to take a look at what education does to kids, mainly kids who are not the jocks and the athletes and not the A students, but the kids that end up being the C, D, and F students. And what that does, it really basically terrorizes them, number one.
Sure. They're not very popular in school, right?
Right. And they begin to lose their sense of why they're here. You were talking with your previous guest about mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It squelches, it really basically kills their spirit, because if you keep telling kids year after year, you're a C student, you're a loser, by the time, you know, they're in high school, they've almost given up.
You had, as a youngster, some very mystical, paranormal type experiences, which helped shape you. Didn't
really?
You? Tell me about this.
I would say that they're really far out, but, you know.
On this program, Tom, nothing is far out.
You know what? I have a statue that I got in New York after 9/11 of the Statue of Liberty I'm looking at right now. And do you realize you are holding up the torch of what I consider to be real liberty? And I always put a sign in front of my classroom, free speech allowed.
Yep.
And that's what you represent. It's just great that you allow people of all viewpoints and really far out viewpoints to share in a respectful, you know, environment. I just totally respect. You are really, truly exemplifying the real meaning of liberty and free speech.
Well, you know, I got an email months ago from someone who said, "How could you put that person on? You know what? I don't agree with that person. How could you do that?"
Right.
And so I sent them back a very polite email and said, you know, because you don't agree with them, does that, one, make you right and them wrong? And
really?
Two, don't they have a right to say how they feel?
Really?
And the person sent me back another email and said, well, you know what? You're right.
Right.
And that's what we try to do on the program.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
Give people that opportunity. I don't agree with everything that everybody says, but at least they have a right to say it, and people listening have a right to accept it or not.
Well, you know, the whole political landscape right now, everybody's talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I always talk to my kids about that liberty meant that you can read what you want to read, you can say what you want to say, you can discuss what you want to discuss, because we are all one, like Abraham Lincoln said. You know, united, we are great. Divided, we will fall. And so one of the principles that I taught, and one of the reasons why I decided to name the book Uncle Tom's Classroom, was because you get into a lot of trouble when you're in the system and you allow children to bring, like, say, the Bible to read for free reading.
Though they should be able to if they want to.
I let them.
Of course.
They used to hide. I had Jewish kids reading the Talmud. I had Catholic kids reading their catechism. I had Christian evangelicals reading their St. James Bibles.
I
had
would you let Muslims read the Quran?
Yes.
Good for you.
Well, I had to read part of the Quran, too, to see, you know, what they were reading. But what it turned out was I allowed them then, as long as they were respectful, you know, I allowed them to share their ideas from what I called my podium time. I would give them time to share their ideas. And so we basically did in the classroom what you are doing with your radio show. We began to share ideas, and we created a polemic, like an open debate. But we had to keep it secret, basically, because we were supposed to follow the state-mandated curriculum.
Well, you know, you did it right. And what's so unfortunate worldwide, these fanatics on all ends of the spectrum who just won't let people worship the way they want to, think the way they want to. I mean, it's amazing. They either, you know, try to behead you for something because you don't do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you aren't their religion, they go crazy. And that's got to change. And that's got to change from the school kids.
Well, you know where it's going to change? It's going to change from our generation waking up enough to realize that when you try to educate children out of mind, body, and spirit, when you tell them that they're only worker bees and they're only supposed to be, they're only supposed to follow a certain very narrow, you know, way of being in the world, and you don't even allow them to ask basic questions like, why am I here? Which gets back to your question, because as a little boy, I had amazing experiences that showed me that there were many, many higher dimensions, which I call like cosmic consciousness and divine dimensions, numerous ones, which I talk about in the book. And so as I was teaching the state curriculum, this was during the 70s, I began to feel like a hypocrite. I began to realize that I was enslaved along with the kids, because I was allowed to have policemen and nurses and doctors come in and talk on career day, but I was not allowed to tell them that I was having a spiritual life.
That's disappointing, wasn't it?
Well, thank God I was in San Francisco, and I worked for wonderful principals and people who were on spiritual paths, and I had a lot of support all the way up to the superintendent here to try things that had never been tried. I was given tremendous freedom over the last 30 years. It's just, it's a wonderful place to live, because you have a lot of people trying to wake up spiritually and giving everybody the option to do it on their, in their own path.